No Cuba for you. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Sherwin-Williams. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has announced new rules to punish Cuba by banning the kind of trip that my wife and I took there 6 years ago when we traveled as part of a cultural tour. Under the rules, your official guide makes sure that even if your hotel is on a gorgeous and empty Caribbean beach, and even if strolling guitarists want to serenade your wife with Beatles tunes, you must spend the day on what are called people-to-people visits to schools, museums, and art galleries. Which actually was fine because we got to see a jazz combo at the music school, a chamber orchestra at the art museum, and at the gallery, we got into a discussion with an artist about freedom.
We're free.
We have many trouble, I said before, but I feel free.
I'm free to do whatever I want. We are not living good, like people from another
They're not
place.
Really free in the American sense. We saw firsthand that Cubans can buy only government newspapers and start only the smallest of home businesses, and saw that while schools and healthcare are free, most people live way below what Americans would consider poverty. But looking back, I do feel silly asking them if they were free, given that my own government now tells me I can't travel there again. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.